Hello?
Hello? Hey, trying to speak with Bobby?
Yes, it's me. What's up, Mr. Mike?
Yeah, Mike here from Elite. Yeah, how you doing?
Good, man. You?
Not too bad. So, Bobby, I thought it'd be easier to, you know, jump on a call and discuss it better. So you were telling me a bit about the application you're looking for. And just to pick up from where we left off, you mentioned that you have a rental and sales business for construction equipment, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So, Bobby, first of all, just to confirm, like, is it going to be an e-commerce application where people can even buy, or is it for just for your internal team?
It's for our internal team.
Okay. And, of course, you'd like to have logins for all your employees? And, I mean, is there going to be separate roles for each category of employees as well?
No, so basically our sales team, what they do is we take a lot of trade-ins. And so what they are going to do out in the field to assess it, like our old process, they had a piece of paper with them. They had to write down a bunch of stuff and take a bunch of pictures and then take a picture of the form and then upload the photos to the internet or the email and then email them to us and then we go from there. But it'd be nice to have an app where they could go on there and just have a drop down. And then to click on, you know, each function, you know, just enter some basic information of what the equipment is, have a condition report that what we would need, and maybe have like a drop down for each piece of equipment. Like, okay, if they're going to inspect a skid steer loader, they can inspect a skid steer loader. Then they only have options to use for a skid steer loader. They want to inspect the excavator. They hit excavator, and then it just. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's one of the equipments you sell, right? So you said excavators?
Yeah, mini excavators, bobcat, skid steer loader, any skid steer loader, track loaders. Yeah, this construction equipment, you know, telehandlers, boom lifts, scissor lifts. So they could kind of have like, they could, you know, when they could select that piece of equipment and that would drop down and what type of inspection they'd have to do for that piece of equipment. And then they could take as many pictures as they wanted. And then from there, they can just generate a document and send it to us from their phone.
Sweet. And just to confirm, so no, there's no involvement of your customers on the application, right? It's just you and your inspection team that's going to be collaborating on the application, correct?
That's correct.
All right, that makes sense. So, and I think I already asked this, but you're looking to have the application on just Android for now, right, and not the iOS, correct?
Yeah, just Android, yes, not the iOS.
Okay. I mean, is there a specific reason? I mean, just by the way, or, I mean, why wouldn't you like to have the iOS?
Mm-hmm. Our company uses Androids.
Oh, that makes
company-wide.
Sense. Okay. So, all right, perfect. I think that kind of makes sense. Now, how we work, Bobby, and just to give you a better introduction about myself and the company as well, for my credentials, by the way, I'm the Senior Product Strategist, sir. And my job is to take your idea and to draft it into a, you know, a scope for a fully functional application, right? That covers more like an MVP, which is a minimum viable product, and to cover each life cycle of, you know, the process or the we call it customer journey, but in your case, it's going to be a user journey on the application. So, and any of the features you might need apart from what you already mentioned, I mean, any kind of a reviewing and rating system, any kind of, you know, a quote generation system, like a calculation-based feature, anything of that sort?
No, I don't think we need a calculation feature. Just something, we need a condition report feature for sure for each type of a piece of equipment.